You're sitting in the dark there with a wicked smile on your face. Hey guys, I'm gonna go. This is our cult podcast. Everybody, do your blood sacrifice.
Yeah, today we're talking about the cult that we're starting.
Yeah,
called the Auditory Hallucination Cult. No, it's the cult I talked about the other day that we were starting. It's a the Order of the Unpinned Frag Grenade, right?
Oh yeah,
the Order of the Unpinned Frag Grenade.
They just run around
where we run around DayZ up to people that are geared, like, hey man, and just unpin a frag grenade and stand next to them.
Yep,
and it can just explode.
They'll never know either. They'll be like, "What is that in your hand?" And then it'll be too
server,
late.
Server, I realized too. You know, the server wiped after we logged off.
Oh well,
I forgot about that.
It was inevitable.
Yeah.
Oh well. Well, welcome. I don't even know what episode this is, because I haven't edited the other one.
I don't remember. Like,
but it's episode 86,000.
I hope not. Nope. 86,000. The amount of listeners we have, we should be. We should probably get in, like, construction or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at the thing. I'm looking at the thing, right? And it looks like the last one we have is 7.
Okay, so this is probably so you 9.
Have, like, you have 1 or yeah, you. It's 9 then. You have 1 or 2 unreleased.
One? I can't remember. One?
What's the last one that you edited?
Did we
release the pyramids?
Yeah, I think so. Right?
Okay, then I think we have 1 between this and the pyramids. So yeah, I think it's episode 9 then.
It's good. Okay. Well,
we've officially done longer than the last podcast.
Well, that's good, yeah. We're consistent.
We're not consistent. We're being more consistent.
Well, yeah. Look, someone else starts editing, it'll probably be more consistent, because I'm extremely inconsistent when it comes to stuff like that, especially when I got other stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm nothing about consistency.
But, yeah.
Consistently drinking.
It's still consistency.
It's consistency.
So episode 9 is what this is. Well, it's already hallucinations. Sort of, kind of.
Whatever.
We'll figure it out. So, yeah. 9 or 10, 11 or 12, 13, 14. Who knows?
Welcome to the next episode of Auditory Hallucinations. Number not important.
Yeah.
It is hallucinations, so you can count their hallucinations. I know I can.
I've had so many at this point.
Exactly. I'm having one right now.
Yeah. Maybe this is just a collective hallucination.
It's possible. There's huge spiders crawling on my walls.
There's spiders crawling out of my eyes right now.
Really? I don't see them.
Well. I guess that theory.
Yeah.
But they were going to talk, we're going to talk music. Because I needed a break from the, like, extremely occult stuff.
Yeah, we needed a break from schizophrenia. And, you know, there will be a little schizophrenia in this episode. Oh, I'll probably start talking about, like, I don't know, death cults and stuff like that, or in symbolism and songs, but you know,
it wouldn't
just music.
It wouldn't be an episode if we didn't. We're just gonna hold off on that.
No,
or do it right now. Get it out of the way.
Well, I mean, let's let it come up naturally. Let's just let it naturally occur. All
right. What do you guys listen to?
Mostly podcasts, but you know,
yeah, that's not what I meant. But
you know, I listen to.
Ever asked
I Brad. I listened to that poem, what's it called? I think it's called Boots. I listen to that on repeat, 20 hours a day.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's great. I just listen to that repeating. The Rudyard Kipling poem, on repeat, 20 hours a day.
Yeah. I just
and they tell me that the Navy SEALs use that to simulate torture. I'm like, it's great, man.
It's like when the CIA used the Barney tunes to, like, interrogate Iraqi prisoners of war back in 2005 or whatever.
Didn't know that happened, but okay.
I don't know if it was official or not, but I've seen a bunch of, like, movies and media where they're like, oh yeah, we lock people in rooms and play fucking Barney's intro, like, over and over and over again until it breaks them. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, sick, man. I should do that in my spare time. Yeah, I'm logging into my Spotify to see what I actually do listen to.
I can tell you what I'm listening to right now, really quick, if I pull it up.
You listen to Logic, Lena's Insight.
Yeah, I was listening to that while I was working out earlier.
Yeah.
Vinyl Days is a sick album.
Okay, okay.
But let me see. You go look at the Spotify Wrapped.
Yep.
Nobody cares about that usually, though.
My Spotify Wrapped is very disturbing, so.
Right. I don't listen. I don't use Spotify. I use YouTube.
Man, you're stupid. There's so many people who just use YouTube, and I don't understand.
I've had Spotify Premium since I was in high school, so.
Yeah.
I had it, and then my algorithm got so saturated, it just kept playing me the same 9 things, and I got pissed at it. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts on repeat a lot. I listen to a lot of music. I listen to podcasts on repeat a lot. Like, I've listened to literally all of them. And I'll just listen to them over and over again. And,
Alright, let's see.
So, I had one podcast. I'm trying to see how many listeners it has. And, where does it tell me listeners? I'll look it up online.
I have a playlist full of country, a playlist full of hip hop, like punk and post punk stuff. I get around.
Oh yeah.
I forget how many unique genres it said I listened to this year, but it was a pretty goddamn high number. Oh yeah, Brad ZFK.
Yeah. So there's a podcast I listen to. It's very popular. It regularly attracts over 1 million viewers and listeners on a weekly basis. I don't know how many of those are on Spotify. But I was in the top 0.05% of listeners this year.
That's actually insane. What the fuck?
I was at one point for 2 years in a row in the top 0.1% of Greta Van Fleet listeners. Because I just listen to the same thing on repeat over and over again without actually listening to it. And I'll just, you know, yeah. You probably know what podcast I'm talking about. I've talked about it many times.
Yeah. I've fallen asleep with stuff on, and I've gotten put in, like, the top whatever percent of listeners.
Last year, I was really, my Spotify rap showed me being really big into listening to lo-fi, even though I really don't listen to lo-fi. But it's because I was living in a trailer in the woods, and it was so quiet I couldn't sleep, so I would just put lo-fi beats on, and they would play all night. And so I listened to hundreds of hours of lo-fi beats, and without really listening to any of them. You really like lo-fi? I'm like, I really don't like lo-fi.
I actually love lo-fi for that reason, because it's good.
I like it for that.
But... good to like work, like on stuff too, or just sleep for it. Like,
I mean, yeah, I can like go to sleep to it, and I used to listen to it when I played Minecraft late at night when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I don't know, when I do like work, like writing or something like that, like I don't know, I listen to like Baroque music.
I'm not a huge fan of the classical stuff.
Dude, I'm kind of a fan, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I can name a single song, but like they kinda go hard.
Fair enough. There's what is it called? It's called Classical Funk. I found a playlist of.
Oh yikes.
It's like that like gym funk stuff, but like with like classical music, just like mixed in and shit. It sounds insane. I'm not gonna lie. Like it actually goes hard as fuck, but can't say I would want to study to it.
You don't study to blast core death beats?
No.
Why not?
We could always bring up the music Iceberg. I'm gonna post that.
Oh god, the music. You should post that. I don't think I've seen this in quite a while.
Okay. So, this will probably... hang on. This will probably start a good conversation. What do you listen to while I'm bringing this up, Brad? What is your go-to?
Brad listens to opera.
I believe
it. He's a big opera guy.
No, not really. But if you count like arena rock or like 80s hair band shit, then maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm very into metal and rock, hard rock, alternative, stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, I dig it. There's the iceberg. You want to pull that up?
I'm looking at it, dude. Ska's normie.
Yeah.
Ska,
dude.
Ska's sick. Have you ever heard Ska?
Yeah, what's that band called? That's like
Mighty Money Boss.
Yeah, Mighty Money Boss. I love the Mighty Money Boss tunes, dude.
That shit's Ska's so great. Fire.
This was amazing. K-pop sucks. I've actually been to a K-pop concert, a very small one, and it was actually terrible.
Wait,
I went just because it was free, and I was like, I need the experience. But it was disgusting.
Now we're all gonna die.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
K-pop, that's frightening.
K-pop people are fucking insane.
We'll get blacklisted because of that, man. You gotta be careful.
Ooh, yeah, actually, we have to cut that.
It's fine. All you gotta say is it sucks. Don't pick any bands out. The fandoms are what's the dangerous part, right?
I don't think I can name a band.
Yeah, that's good. Don't.
Oh yeah, BTS. We not yet. BTS. Get disgusting. No, I've never listened to BTS.
Oh,
I don't know
no.
if they're not.
Honestly, they're not bad. One of the guys went solo and has made stuff with, like, J. Cole.
Yeah, what is?
Didn't they all get drafted into South Korean military?
Oh yeah. Well,
I think all South
mandatory
Koreans
service.
So. Yeah, all South Koreans serve in the South Korean military.
So.
Dude, what is Kawaii metal?
Well, that so.
What is Canterbury scene? I know UK hardcore. UK hardcore is not bad.
UK hardcore is good.
How is bluegrass, grunge, alternative / indie, classic, metal, folk? How are those outsider, and not normie?
Eurodance. They're not in the Well, they might be now. Honestly, that's the thing.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of those are alternative, grunge, heavy. Well, grunge maybe not. Grunge in the 90s was. Like folk, alternative,
I don't know.
Like
if,
metal.
If you're a music fan, you might be more into stuff like that. I think that's what outsider means, at least.
Maybe, I guess. All right, death metal / black metal is in the awkward stage. I'm not gonna lie. Melodic death metal goes hard.
Melodic death metal does go hard.
Dude, Baroque is in the awkward stage. I was talking about how Baroque is great for writing. Viking metal goes hard. Yeah, that's also in the awkward stage. Medieval tavern music also goes hard. Hardcore, same thing. Celtic, same thing. Definitely listened to a lot of Celtic back in the day.
When you get
down... You remember my listen to it. What was that band called? Freaking,
The
weird, like, Nordic, like, folk band. It was like...
Oh,
I still have a playlist for the...
Helvetii? Is that...
No. Helvetii is the Celtic metal band that I really like. Still really like I love LVD. They're one of my top bands. I'm trying to find this.
Couldn't tell you.
All right, here we go. Wardruna.
Wardruna. That's okay.
Wardruna. Yeah, the Nordic folk band.
Oh my god.
That had like just chanting and like.
So
that was back in the. Dude, what is Lollipore? I don't want to know.
That it's
irredeemable.
So. what I find it so I've actually listened to all of these genres, by the way. There's a video where you can listen to all of them.
I'm gonna have to watch a video because I'm
yeah we can pull that up later. I just can't put it on because it'll probably get like the video and the podcast like claimed and shit, but
yeah.
I think I've listened to everything under that guy for sure, like consistently. Pretty much.
Yikes.
It's, except for grindcore, because I fucking hate... I there's a certain place where I stop with metal, and that's usually, like, deathcore.
I see, I used to like deathcore. I used to be into, Parkway Drive, Suicide Silence.
Rhythm's sick. A lot of these are, there's, like... a lot of electronic stuff past that guy.
Some of these things in like Beyond Humanity, like vomit noise or like gore noise, I don't want to know what that is.
It's gross.
It's like that's like the guy's doing the pig squealing noises, like
no, it's worse
vile.
Than that, honestly.
That is vile.
Prehistoric
such primitive sounds and fallen.
Yeah.
What is hauntology? Spugadelic.
Hauntology.
Harsh noise / Jap noise. Well, that sounds interesting.
That's... Yeah.
What is porno grind? What is this? LSD Dream Emulator OST?
Oh, that's a good one.
Why is Chopped and Screwed and Irredeemable? Chopped and Screwed cuts aren't typically terrible.
No.
To be honest, they're actually kind of fine.
I don't actually know why that's under Irredeemable.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's like actually a relatively normal thing to listen to, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, remember, this is some edgelord put this thing together, so.
But I've definitely seen this before. Like, this is something that's like passed around the internet. Like, I've definitely seen this before.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you look it up, it's the first one that pops up. Ritual Ambient. That's weird.
Yeah. I have a feeling that some of that, like, Wardruna stuff I listened to would be considered Ritual Ambient.
Maybe.
And Death that Industrial. Was a wild time back in the day. That was around the time that we had our weird, like, Bigfoot sighting, actually.
Yeah.
Was when I was listening to that, and you and me would sit in my kitchen and listen to pagan folk music.
Hey, you know, it's a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Pagan folk music.
Yeah, we would just sat in my kitchen one time and listen to pagan folk music. My mom's like, what are you doing?
Every now and then, YouTube likes to recommend me, like, this video. It's like 6 hours of, what was it? 6 hours of, not Celtic chanting, Templar chanting.
It's just like
rainy in the background, and there's just like these dudes chanting in this low hum, and they're all wearing like Crusader era like gear and stuff.
Bro,
that's very odd. I one time spent 3 hours listening to Gregorian chants and doing nothing else.
That's what
I don't. Too. I wouldn't say it was kind of a waste of 3 hours, but
I think my favorite out of these is probably like. Drone metal is really fucking cool. Any kind of drone stuff is.
I think I've heard drone metal.
It's very like ambient. Someone from the other Discord showed me some. I can't remember who.
Interesting.
Witch House is really interesting.
Witch House, that sounds like let's get the kerosene.
Yeah.
And a lighter. I don't know. That could be interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm more in the Norman the Outsider stage here of liking this type of music. Like, I like indie. I like folk. I like heavy metal.
Everybody else is normal and
country and rock.
And then Connor's just like, oh, I listen to Gregorian chants on replay, and then I sit there in my room and I drum them. I bang on my drums.
They were not good. I guess I'm in an awkward stage as well here a little bit.
I think I'm just a degenerate.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like Terrorcore and stuff.
I've heard a lot of these, and I listen God, to
not in here actually.
I listen to Glitch, Abstract Hip Hop, fucking Industrial Techno is dope. I don't know, is Hardstyle under this or is that like up here?
I think Hardstyle's further up.
Might be.
No, I think Hardstyle is farther down, isn't it?
That might be in the awkward thing. I don't know.
I'm looking right now.
There's like some crazy like mid-tempo bass stuff that I listen to. That's probably put somewhere up in the outside.
Oh, I'm into that guy area too. Doom metal's in that guy. I love doom metal.
Yeah. Dark wave is sick. Dark wave and like synth wave stuff. It was so fucking hard.
Yeah, the I'm not a big techno fan, but I do like me some like ambient techno or ambient dark style or hard step or drum. I really like drum and bass. I'll just sit here when I'm sitting here doing work. I'll just have drum and bass in the background, and it's kosher shit.
Hell yeah. But yeah, that's the iceberg. But
yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, one of my favorite songs is doom metal. I mean, the songs who are bands doom metal. I just realized Witchcraft. You ever heard of them?
Cosmic Noise. I like how at the very bottom there's Cosmic Noise Space Sounds. It's just like Oh yeah. I open up the NASA live stream and I listen to the sounds of a pulsar for 6 hours straight. I'm totally mentally stable.
Yeah, it's stable, dude. I listen to pulsars.
Dude, some of these sound insane. Like I feel like I'm gonna have a seizure just listening to them.
Look, man, in degenerate, I'm or not degenerate, sorry, irredeemable, Lollycore still concerns me a lot.
It's Lollycore.
It's like, not, I'm like, that's someone who, like, do they need to be killed?
It's not as disconcerting as you think, but it is still strange. The LSD Dream Emulator OST really isn't that weird, but I mean, I get it's a deep cut for sure. LSD Dream Emulator is a weird game. We might want to talk about that for an episode.
Never heard of it, but yeah.
Or maybe we load it up on an emulator and
we just play it.
And play it.
You don't have to take LSD to play it, do you?
No. It's just really, it's a very weird game.
Is it like a Woo Room?
Yeah.
Remember that game I played?
Yeah.
Woo Room. I played it like half an hour.
Yeah.
I streamed it. Yeah, that was an interesting game.
It's kind of like that in a sense that it's supposed to be like a. If you look it up, the concept is like, it's like a dream journal almost for the guy who made it.
Mm.
It's a very strange set of like environments and stuff.
That's interesting, yeah.
There's some creepy stuff in it. There's some weird stuff. Mm. There's some interesting looking stuff. It's neat.
Okay.
Wonder what ethereal wave sounds like.
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of these are just noise toward the bottom.
I think a lot of them are, yeah. I think a lot of them are just noises, yeah. They're like, people listen to that noise for hours on end, and as Brad said, they're definitely mentally stable. They don't have deep-seated psychological issues that cause them to listen to noise for hours on end. Like, you know, one man's noise is another man's music.
I was going to say, a lot of people just be like, oh, yeah, That shit's trash. It's just noise. And then people are like, no, actually, that's like the spiritual shit, dude. That connects me to God, man. I sit here and listen to that shit, and I vibrate into the 17th dimension.
Bro, it's like
lot of people will tell you, like, metal is just noise. But metal is actually very inspired by, like, classical music and stuff like that.
It is, yeah.
And a lot of people will be like, no, it's just noise. It's just loud noise. I'm like, no, it's actually not. It's actually a very technical type of music.
I think it's a good point to bring up about music in general. It depends on who, like, what you're listening to, right? Some of it could be noise. Like, I've been to a couple of house shows. There's a couple bands. Bless their hearts. They just make noise. And they just scream. And it's not... There's no, like... It's not as organized as, like... As, you know...
Yeah, there's no, like, organizing principle to it. It's literally just noise.
But even then... I mean, the definition of music is just sound organized in time. So I guess anything is music if you enjoy it. Like music, but
I suppose
I feel like people get really like pigeonholed into like one genre though.
Mm-hmm.
Where like when they start listening to music, and I feel like it gets it becomes their personality, which is really funny.
I know. I knew a lot.
Oh, dude, just go back through the 2000s when Linkin Park was a big deal, and that's all you fucking think.
Yeah,
dude, we gotta.
Dude,
speaking of like that, like era of music, like Linkin Park and like Evanescence, and like that sort of like edgy like music, man. Like that. We have a guy who delivers beer to our store, right? And we call him Music Man.
Okay.
You wouldn't expect this because he is an older black guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he walks to the store. I guess he gets paid hourly and not by the delivery because he just takes like 3 hours to unload his truck.
I mean, hey.
and he walks through our store with a Bluetooth speaker on his belt, blasting like Evanescence. Like you'll just be like, wake me up, like three aisles over.
That's
like,
fucking,
what is going? We're like,
that's
what is
fantastic.
Going on? Like if it's not Eagle season, like, and he, if it's Eagle season, he's listening to like a football thing. If it's not, he's just wake me up.
You just gotta
pray inside, and it's like, what is going on,
bro? What?
Like this older black guy is just listening.
Goes
to
show you, man. Never judge a book by the cover,
music, dude.
That's
yeah, no, really. Like you'd look at him and thinking he's listening to, like soul music or something. No, he's listening to, like Evanescence and Linkin Park.
It's the
he was listening to like Three Days Grace a while.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're like, what is going on here, man?
Bro. I love that. I like looking at someone. Oh, God. Who was it? There's a musician that I listened to. or something. It was someone I follow. Oh no, it was what's her name? The chick that played Barbie. I don't know why it's escaping me.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, yeah. She's a big Slipknot fan when she was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, I've known a lot of people that were big Slipknot. I myself was a big Slipknot fan when I was younger. Who are like, yeah, that was a bad era.
That I was mean, hey, you know?
Like, dude, you're into Slipknot. Like, everyone's into Slipknot when they're like 15.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be edgy.
Yeah, like, or like Avenged Sevenfold or something like that.
Well, Avenged Sevenfold is actually like really good, though.
Oh, yeah.
I may be biased because I've seen them in concert.
Oh, I still listen to their stuff.
Yeah, no, they're like...
I listen to everything that I used to listen to.
Hail to the King is an excellent song.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Slipknot anymore. I will listen to A7X, though.
I was never actually a big fan of Slipknot. Not that they're bad. I just never got into them.
Some of their songs I still think like hold up. Like, I think Sulfur holds up a little bit.
Yeah.
Psychosocial is overrated, but it's actually not terrible.
Their themes are a little too dark for me.
That's why I stopped. I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need to listen to this. It's bad. But, what do you call it? Now, I've been getting into I kind of listen to music seasonally as well, which is kind of
I'm with you on that.
Like I've been in my in the fall especially. I was in my
in your bag.
I don't even know what the music it is. No, it was in my bag. It was my Larry and his flask stage, dude.
Ah,
that's like, I think I showed you some of them. We went out to the bar the one day.
Was it folk rock type?
I guess it's kind of like folk rock, indie rock, something like that. Yeah. But I was showing you the whole Larry and his flask universe because it's they're not super popular. But they're actually really good, in my opinion. How many listeners? They have 56,000 listeners on Spotify monthly, yeah, right?
Yeah, pretty good.
But the Larry and his Flask universe is huge. Larry and his Flask no longer makes music. But there's a bunch of other bands that are similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can find them. I don't know how to use the Spotify computer app. Oh, here they are. Fans also like, it's like Beyond the Lamplight is another band with, it's essentially the same band like as Larry's Flask. I think it's like most of the members of Larry's Flask are in this band too.
Maybe they're just hot projects. Maybe Larry and
literally they have 4,000 members. It says Beyond the Lamplight is members of Larry and his Flask and part of the Flail Records family. Like, they're on the same record. Yeah, folk / punk rock.
Okay.
They're from Oregon. And then you have, like, what else? You have, like, Ian Cook and The Brightest Light. Once again, more Larry and his Flask people. The Old Revival, I'm pretty sure, is also a lot of members of Larry and his Flask.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. More members of Bruce Rock band Larry and his Flask.
I wonder why.
There's like seven or eight bands that are just like connected to Larry's Flask.
Maybe their lineup changes for some of them, like just slightly.
It changes slightly for all of them.
Maybe they go and they tour together and like they just fill the fucking thing up with their bands.
It's possible. And then they just like split or whatever. Larry's Flask, Beyond the Lamplight is great. Like Shelter is a great song. Drink It All Down, another great song. Be on the Lamplight, obviously. Like, all I know, there's no like, these bands all have like, I don't think there's many songs I don't like from like Larry and his Flask and Beyond the Lamplight. Just phenomenal bands, in my opinion.
I'm trying to think. I've been listening to a lot of folk lately, like Noah Kahan and maybe a lot of country.
Wait, you say Noah Kahan?
Yeah.
That's really weird that you said Noah Kahan.
Why?
We should talk about synchronicities someday. Well, so I went on a date yesterday, and the girl I went on a date with, her favorite artist is Noah Kahan.
That's funny. I mean, we should
talk about synchronicities someday. I noticed them more like as I have been exposed to them.
Someone used to call it the acid universe, and I'm like, that's an interesting.
Yeah.
Way to put it, but yeah, no, it happens a lot where people will bring up something like an artist or something, and then like 10 minutes later, I'll hear it playing on the radio or something.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's nuts.
But yeah, Noah Kahan's popular. That's just he's just like the top guy right now when it comes to like quote. His music is like very very honest, like piece of like body of work. His like most recent album, pretty cool. Yep.
I need to find that song that I liked earlier. That song is amazing. I don't know why.
That's like indie, like
it's like indie folk. Yeah,
indie folk.
I was like mesmerized. I was like, oh man.
And then there's my goth playlist, because, and this
you is... Should, well, I guess I follow you on Spotify. I can just see your goth playlist, probably.
That one might be private. Here, let me go unprivate it.
Private goth list.
Yeah, it's my private goth playlist. I'll go send
it. I'm seeing all your followers on Spotify. They're all people I used to know.
Yeah. I haven't actually checked who follows me still. I have 12 followers.
Dude, what is Jason's profile picture on Spotify?
I'm pretty sure that's a stalker picture.
It is. It's like a stalker cosplay.
Pretty cool.
I think I know literally everyone that follows you on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yikes. Or used to know, at least. Back in the day.
I'm
goth? Question mark.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because I don't know what's goth and what's not. I'm trying to figure that out. If somebody can help me with that, that'd be great.
Well, that's like my acoustic grit playlist is not an acoustic grit playlist. Yeah. It is a acoustic grit, outlaw country, similar, and then other country, or even just like roots rock that has similar themes to acoustic grit. Yeah. Like, do you know the band Goodnight Texas?
I've heard of them.
Dude, they're freaking good.
They're good.
They're
you ever listen to Turnpike Troubadours?
No. Oh, wait, Turnpike Troubadours or Troubadours?
Troubadours,
I've heard of them. I don't. Let me look them up. I might have heard. See, there's a song that pops out to me.
That's some good folk, grit, country, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. No, Long Hot Summer Day has been on my playlist since I was in high school, dude. Yeah, dude, Long Hot Summer Day is a banger.
Yep. My goth playlist has like all kinds of gothic country and crap on it too. When I looked up gothic rock to throw on here, that popped up, and I'm like, well, fuck it. Yeah. I guess it's technically goth. It's something like that. I'm
gonna follow your goth playlist.
I'm trying to navigate this because it's like not really a genre; it's a culture, and they're very
it's
strange.
It's not a genre; it's a culture.
Yeah,
that is kind of true though. Like, yeah, it is kind of just like a culture.
They're strange people, but they're cool people. Some of them, some of them are very awkward.
Right, I saved your playlist in my library.
Like,
dude, I'm the first like on your playlist. Peak.
There you go.
I do like how you just add entire albums.
That's just what I do. Yeah, because a lot of them, I do just listen to the whole album. Like that Kat Von D album is really good. And that's kind of how I get started.
I do that as well. I'll just listen to whole albums.
Yeah. Plus the more songs that are on something like this, it just when you hit shuffle it makes it a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I was like, dude, freaking I mean you know what my top band is, right?
No, I don't.
You don't, dude? It's freaking Greta.
Oh yeah, no, that makes sense.
Greta is my number one band. Has been my Greta they've been my number one band on Spotify Wrapped every year since like. I want to say 2018 or 2019.
Mine changes every year.
Mine does not. I listen to an ungodly amount of Greta Van
Fleet. Zach Bryan was my top this year. Like,
really?
By far, yeah.
Interesting.
Like, all the top songs that I listen to are Zach Bryan songs. That man's music is fucking awesome. He's really good at songwriting.
My Spotify rap is interesting in the fact that I had a lot of... a lot of my top songs weren't from my top bands. My top song was a Greta Van Fleet song.
Yeah.
But a lot of my other top songs weren't from my top bands. It's just like one song I was like, this is great.
Yeah. The data for that is weird. I don't know when I know they stop taking down your data after a certain point.
It's got to be sometime in October.
Yeah.
Because Larry and His Flask was not even charted.
Yeah.
And I spent the entire month of October listening to Larry and His Flask and Beyond the Lamplight. The entire month. Like late September through October. Like a month and a half, I'll see.
It's
all the time. I was big into a I was big into a what do I call the playlist? I call it Dirty Rock That Goes Hard. Like Dirty Rock or like Blues Rock, I guess. Like Cleopatra, Royal Blood.
That stuff's fucking cool. I like Blues Rock is one of those genres I could always go back to.
I love some of the Dead Poets Society, Twin Atlantic.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Blues Rock.
I think that Brad's just sitting here quietly letting us
Highly Suspect, dude. So Lydia.
What? Hard. Allowing you guys to talk about a subject that you guys are passionate about? Oh my god.
I don't know, I just thought you'd be more interested in it. But
I don't think do you listen to a lot of music, Brad?
You're not like a
Okay, I was sure.
I listen to a lot. I mean, my tops are... I used to do Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, Iron Maiden, Linkin Park, AC/DC, Slipknot.
Hey, so you're like a big rock fan then? Like,
question.
Were you ever a big Slayer guy?
Ooh.
Slayer never hit with me.
So here's the thing. They're one of the big five.
I know.
I don't think I've met many people that like metal that like Slayer.
I've
met a lot of people that can appreciate Slayer. So I like, yeah, there's some good songs, but not a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I'm really big into Slayer.
From a lot of people that I know that like Slayer, Slayer is one of those things where you fell into it when you were in your rebellious phase when you were younger, and as you got older, you went to the other four because Slayer was always the rebellious one. They were always the edgy one. They were always the Burning the Cross, Slaughter the Sheep kind of band. Metallica and Megadeth started like that, where they were kind of like anti-societal, anti-social, anti all the rest of this shit. But then as like the Black Album came out, as Ride the Lightning came out, it started getting more into about like deeper, I don't want to say philosophical, but deeper like emotional meaning songs and political statements. Like, you know, you got, obviously you got Ride the Lightning, you got, Trapped Under Ice, you got Unforsaken.
The Unforgiven.
Unforgiven. And then you could throw a ball at a Megadeth album and hit some kind of political fucking talking point.
I love Megadeth. They're fantastic. Phenomenal band.
What's that one about I can't
call all these like
Peace Sells But Who's Buying.
Well, yeah, the whole album of Peace Sells But Who's Buying is absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
They have an album called freaking Dystopia.
Yeah, well, so I'm gonna this is probably mainstream, but their newer stuff is not that good. But a lot of bands' newer stuff is not that. Metallica's latest album is all right. I think their last good album was
what's their latest?
24-25 seasons, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think I've listened to the latest. The last one I listened to probably was Hardwired.
72 seasons.
Yeah. Hardwired was good, I thought.
Hardwired was very good.
Hardwired was very good. Yeah.
I really liked Hardwired. My whole shtick, I gotta open up the thing so I can see it. So Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, Master Puppets, The Black Album, also known as Metallica. I could listen to every song on that album.
Yeah.
And Justice for All was okay. That was an edgy album because they basically didn't record any they were basically beating in Jason Newsted at the time after their Metallica's bassist died in that bus crash. So the entire And Justice for All album, they basically muted the bass on it just to fuck with him. And it suffered for that. Like it was an okay song. It was a decent album, but you know, you got Load, you got Reload, which there's like two songs out of there, and then you got the greatest album they ever made, which was Saint Anger.
That's insane.
You do actually like Saint Anger.
That's insane.
Because I'm gonna be honest with you, dude, I love album. That album was great, dude. That Magnetic and Saint Anger are fantastic.
Here's the thing with Saint Anger. Everybody hated it because everybody thought they were trying to copy the new metal bands that were coming out. And they were. They were trying to get into that edgy, same metallic rhythm. Nasally voice shit that was going on in the early 2000s, and they had like two songs off of Saint Anger that I can't even remember the names of that I I enjoyed. I can't fault him for it, because that's where everybody was going, and by this time Metallica was basically, we are metal, we're gonna, whatever we do, we can sell, and that album fell flat on its fucking face. Death Magnetic was okay. I think that was them still in their new metal phase where they were trying to get out of it. And then Hardwired to Self-Destruct was a return to form where they were trying to get back into the Black Album era, but they just can't. I mean, you only hit that peak once. You never really go back to it. You can get close.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hardwired was very good. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially like the Deluxe was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like.
What's it called? I think it's Tarot Woman. That's a great song.
I don't mind Saint Anger. I'm just surprised because so many people.
I like it, but
just shit on it throughout.
Well, because it's the album, right? Like you go from the Black Album, which has every single song in the Black Album is a fucking slammer. Like, there's no arguing that. Every single song in the Black Album hits.
Yeah.
All right. Every single song in the album hits, and then they go to Load, and then they go to Reload, and then they go to fucking Saint Anger.
Have some all right songs.
Yeah, Load and Reload are okay. Every fucking Dodge commercial from 1998 has used "Give Me Fuel, Give Me Fire."
Give Me Fuel, Give Me Fire. Give Me That, which I'm sorry, that's a great song.
Everybody uses that. Everybody uses it to sell cars.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's great.
But the golden era of heavy metal, the golden era of fast speed metal, because a lot of people argue this. No, power metal, speed metal, two different things. But a lot of people argue that speed metal was Metallica invented speed metal, right? Kill 'Em All was fast, heavy, spastic metal, and everybody loved it. That's why everybody loved Ride the Lightning. That's why everybody loved Master of Puppets. The reason
you say speed? Do you mean thrash or something different?
Yeah,
it would be thrash. Yeah,
thrash.
It's thrash metal.
I've never heard it referred to as speed metal.
Yeah, I
some of the old people from like the 90s and 80s called it speed metal.
Yeah,
and I just kind of picked it up. But the big five, I don't think any of them ever got bigger than Metallica was the king. Is the king of heavy metal or is of metal now. A lot of and people
probably will always be the king of metal. Like I don't think anyone will ever surpass them.
No.
Well, so
not.
Here's the thing though, right? Because you say that, and then you got Black Sabbath.
And they were before Metallica too. Like
right,
before Metallica.
Right. So a lot
they're
of people,
the king of doom. I'll say they're definitely.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people will fight. I'm sure we just lost like 35% of our audience when I just said that, but a lot of people really, really get. Like incredibly defensive about Ozzy and Black Sabbath because they inspired Metallica was inspired from Black Sabbath.
Yeah,
all
Black
five
Sabbath
of those
a great time.
I mean, but so many bands were.
I mean, so like they're all like inspired by something like doom. You could argue that doom metal really like, especially like, a lot of doom metal takes their influence from a relatively unknown, at least to my knowledge, unknown band, Witchfinder General. If you ever heard of them? Like,
I have, yeah.
They started releasing stuff in. Let me see when they started releasing things. They started releasing after Black Sabbath, but I will say, but
I think about
when they start.
Metal is like you can go back. Kind of far.
Yeah. Witchfinder General is
and like trace back the. Like the roots of it all, which is kind of neat.
Well, metal and rock is a combination of like jazz and funk, folk music, jazz, a little bit of opera, some early R&B for some.
A lot of like classic.
Yeah, a lot of classical music. It's a absolute combination. Like, I think the era, I think between the 60s and the 90s is basically dominated by heavy metal, power metal, doom metal, and arena metal, or rock.
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of splits out into the late 80s, early 90s is when hip-hop and rap first came into the mainstream.
Yeah.
And then after that, the 2000s until now has basically been dominated by pop music and rap.
I would argue the 2000s to like probably 2013-14 was dominated by pop, and then since 2013-14 it's been hip hop.
Yeah, probably.
It's been what dominates. I mean, like, most pop songs now are just hip hop songs.
Depends on how
even country has a huge hip hop element.
It does. Which I hate.
Yeah,
offense like, to people even, who like it. I just don't like the influence that it's had over country.
Neither do I. But I mean, you and me, we sat on my dock drinking a 12 pack
of PBR listening to
hip hop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, man, I'm a music lover, all right? Just because I hate something doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen to it. I got to educate myself.
It was wild. Hip-hop is nuts.
It is. It's not something I could listen to for an extended period of time, though.
No, it's terrible. I also will say, consider the people probably assume my political views are from things I've said on this podcast. I actually hate conservative hip-hop. It's terrible.
It sucks.
It's horrible.
I didn't realize that.
There's like MAGA hip hop is huge, dude. It is, people on the right. Like it's terrible.
I listen.
Like, I hate the liberal.
I'm not a huge hip hop fan. I don't really like it. But like, dude, Eminem, Logic, freaking, what's that other guy's name I'm thinking of? I used to Cuddy, dude. So much better than any of these conservative hip hop artists, dude.
So much better. That's the thing, right?
Like, Cuddy is good.
Here's my problem with politics and music and stuff, right? Yeah. I know music is inherently, like, political a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just don't want it, together, right? And when you make that your identity as an artist, I just stay away from it.
At least just subtly stick it in there. Don't make your entire song like, this is Trump country.
I'll step in here and say
Rage Against the Machine for the longest time was my go-to for fucking music. I love Rage.
The old
Rage Against the Machine, which is basically current Rage Against the Machine, is some of the most politically charged, energetic shit I've ever listened to.
The value that you can get.
There's some songs that I love, but I'm never a huge fan of Rage Against the Machine.
You can get a different kind of value out of Rage Against the Machine because of the way that they wrote their music and stuff, right? Because everything was very political, it was charged, right? But the production, right, and the writing and
if you listen to it, they're talking about like
it's
sweatshop labor and banks owning the world and how both sides of the political spectrum basically hate you, but you'll use you as pawns to get there. I mean, it was for the 90s, that was huge.
Haven't they like strayed away from that now and they basically just kind of toe the party line?
Oh, no, it used to be right now. They're Rage for the Machine.
That's what I've heard. Now they're basically just Rage.
But that's also because from the 90s past the 2000s, the political culture was basically conservative. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So Rage Against the Machine in that era makes sense because everything's like fuck the establishment,
right.
You know, fuck Bush and his oil wars, you know.
Now it's kind of flipped.
Well, now hating on the establishment is in, right?
Yeah, no, it is.
That's the in thing to do now is to hate on the establishment. And just look at current politics right now with what's going on in the world.
But
yeah,
I find that an interesting concept because. You're seeing country chart again and folk chart again, and I wonder if that has to do with like how like the content of music for years has been like that kind of like
anti-establishment.
I think really what it is. It's more like people who are like on the quote unquote right, like trying to like mobilize, like, dude, I love my country, and it's a lot of it is people from like New York City and like big metro areas, like, I love my rural folk, I love my country, I love this idealized version, and it's like really like, oh no, like the country artists you like were like raised as millionaire, like they're not. Some of them are actually like really like pull themselves up and like come from nothing. Come from wealth. Like that's
that Oliver.
They do.
That Oliver dude or whatever his name is that made that
Oliver
hit.
Anthony,
yeah, that made that hit about working all day and
overtime,
not having to die overing.
Bullshit pay.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. As much as a shill as he may be, That song goes hard. I've heard both sides. I've heard he is me. I've heard he is not.
I don't know.
So he's out there on stage with Bert Kreischer, so
I mean, he's famous.
That's why a lot of people went against like Metallica and Megadeth is because you guys are selling out to the establishment because you're holding these massive fucking concerts and your music's about tearing down the establishment and being a rebel. And it's like, yeah, those guys also have to. It's the same realization I came to with Rage Against the Machine. It's like, you know, for all the anti-establishment, anti-this, anti-that that they preach, they're selling fucking records that you're paying for. So they're using the machine that they're raging against to sell you shit. And if they use that money for any kind of good, you'll probably never know because it's buried in controversy from all the other shit going on.
It's not a good hill to die on as a music
group. This is a weird, analogy, but it's also just like those people like Hassan Piker who like preach socialism and communism but also like make millions off like Twitch and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's anybody that they're in.
It's like, yeah, but you also make millions off the system that you're in and probably don't really want it to change.
No.
Anybody that bitches about the system and uses the system and doesn't use that same money against the system they're bitching about is doing it for the money. Yeah, like it's like learning that Santa Claus isn't real. It's like learning how it's your not... job. I know. I just broke half a million hearts. It's like learning Take Santa Claus back. Isn't He's real, and that real. Your
What's
your
that man that comes down my chimney. Who is he?
It's like
he
your
used
job.
To come to my room when I was young.
Oh no!
Uh oh.
It's the hard realization a lot of people have to come to where, like, you can't live in this idealistic world where there is a red, there is a blue, there is a left, there is a right, there is an up, there is a down. That doesn't exist. It's all shades of gray.
I'm sorry, but we're all getting screwed regardless. Doesn't matter what color you identify with.
And here's the thing, right?
Bullshit thing.
Living in the new world.
Here's the thing, right? Like, if Rage Against the Machine couldn't mobilize the masses against the establishment, like, there's no band that's gonna do it. Rage Against the Machine had huge fucking political pull in the 90s. You had all the opportunity, and then 9/11 happened.
There it is.
I was actually gonna bring that in at some point.
Of course.
Because I do have a question about music.
Dude, can we talk about the My Chemical Romance to 9/11 pipeline?
Is that a thing?
It is. Let me go pull
it really?
Up. Yep.
Okay, I wanna pop in my 9/11 thing very briefly first. So you remember in elementary school, both of you, you in middle school, Brad, right? You were, how old were you when 9/11 happened? You were what, like 5? Brad is gone, okay.
Brad's gone, yeah. He's a little bit older than us.
So remember that song that, he's like 8 years older than us, so if we were... He's probably 8 years. He's probably in... So probably elementary school. You remember that song you used to play whenever they pulled us into, like, the computer lab to watch, like, the 9/11 video every single year?
Maybe.
Oh, it was like... What was the song? How does the song go? It's like... Who wanna know what the future holds? Or something like that, like... It's a song that I don't know what it is. I don't know what it. Some days I can sing like half the song. I don't know its name or anything about it, so that it plays in every 9/11. Like, who can say what the future holds? Who can say? And it plays in every 9/11 video they showed us when we were all the propaganda they showed us when we were. Oh, Brad just lost power. That's why he's.
Okay.
Interesting.
Sorry, we're almost to an hour, so we could probably
wrap this up. Brad may be gone for the rest of the episode.
Yeah,
but because apparently he is.
I think I remember. I think it's
It's like I'm looking the song. I'm looking the song up.
Only Time by Enya, is that it?
No. Enya's recent, isn't it?
No, hang on. At least 2000. Only Time.
Maybe that is it.
Go listen to it. But yeah, sorry, it's not the My Chemical Romance to 9/11. It's 9/11 to 50 Shades of Grey pipeline.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, or, yeah, something like that. But, My Chemical Romance was started after Gerard Way saw the towers fall.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and then their music inspired Stephanie Meyer to write Twilight. And 50 Shades of Grey was inspired by Twilight. So 9/11 inadvertently was responsible for 50 Shades of Grey.
That's horrific.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
Dude, 9/11 is responsible for this podcast. We talk about it every episode.
It is. For some reason.
I'm still trying to find this song.
It's funny because we mention it, but we never say anything that out of pocket about it, too. That's the thing. It just gets brought up.
No, we've never discussed it. No. Nobody knows what our views on it are. We've never discussed it.
I don't really have views on it.
I do. I think everything that the government says is true.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. I can't literally. This thing. I'm thinking memory hole. I cannot find the song. This is like a Mandela effect thing. I can't find it. I know the lyrics. I'm typing them in. I cannot find the song. It played in every freaking 9/11 video at the school I went to when I was in elementary school, and I believe it played in freaking our middle school as well.
Is it a?
But like, I specifically recall the song, just because. You know, we freaking, we had to listen to it every year.
It's not this, is it?
Why does it say this video is unavailable? Oh, it won't let me play it on Discord, because it's
copyrighted.
It is, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's this.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, no, all right, we found it. It's not Mandela Effect, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize any of it was this old.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, it's literally this song played in every 9/11 video.
Well, it became a meme when, like, those were, like, MLG parodies fucking started popping up. You remember that?
Yeah, I'm watching this song, dude. I'm just seeing, in my mind, the towers falling, just flashing. I'm having, like, flashbacks. I can see the towers falling. I can see the planes hitting them. I'm like, ah.
That's really unfortunate for Enya.
You can see the video of that guy, like, freaking falling out of the window.
That's like...
Because, for whatever reason, in school, like, you couldn't watch anything slightly violent.
Yeah.
But you, at 5 years old, you could watch a dude jump out of a freaking, like, 70-story building
and
hit the ground.
That is something interesting about it. I suppose we'll never forget...
Oh no. No, I think about it every day all the time. No, but what do you call it? It's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't really gotten anything esoteric yet. I mean, we could get a little esoteric. I mean, I guess the 9/11 thing's slightly esoteric. But
We could delve into that a little bit. I mean, we could go all the way back to what's his name? Who allegedly sold his soul for his talent.
A lot of people allegedly done that.
Robert Johnson, though. He's the most...
Robert Johnson. Yeah, I didn't look into that at all. The whole Crossroads thing. Yeah, the old Crossroads demon, dude. I've seen it many times in Supernatural.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a lot. That's a very, idea. Like, obviously, like, you know, Colter Wall's got a famous song, The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie.
Yeah.
That's about that, essentially. The devil wears a suit and tie.
It's interesting that people compare, like, the music industry to that. Kind of thing, and I feel like this just kind of, it's the entertainment industry in general is so like depraved in like a lot of its aspects, and it becomes this thing where, like, even if it's not literal, right, people will sign their contract and basically sell their soul because they've basically sold the rights to their, like, their appearance and their body of work. So
they actually have. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You may not sell your soul to the physical devil, but you've sold your soul to people who, you know, are probably in Epstein's black book. So
yeah, they definitely might not have your interests in mind.
Probably not. No. Even like I use Spotify, but I've heard like Spotify really screws artists. It's like,
oh, I can tell you firsthand.
Yeah, you can tell you from you can tell me firsthand. Like, you make nothing on Spotify,
right? I'll show you the fucking breakdown of the numbers later if you want.
Yeah, sure. Show me the breakdown.
It's like, it's insane. It's like pennies on the dollar for how much, right? Like, you'd think one stream would equal like $1, right? Like, yep. that would make sense. Not at all.
We're even like 50 cents.
It's like, not even like less than a full cent for like, and the worst part is that there's royalties that big artists like skim off the top as well that are unclaimed, right? From other platforms and stuff. So the system is built to prop up big artists and for smaller artists to suffer and struggle.
Yeah, I mean, so like Spotify's revenue for 12 months, ending September 30th, 2023, was $13.647 billion.
Yep.
You know.
And they don't just have music on their platform.
They're an honest company, Nick.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
We shouldn't talk too much shit.
We do put our podcast on Spotify, yeah.
But I will say, and maybe they'll listen, who knows, but... I there's a lot of people who are unionizing for better pay, because it's like, you know, like people look at that and they're like, oh, you're just an artist, you just, you know, you play your instruments, you make your funny noises. Like, there's a lot of money that people put into their music career that people don't realize. And like, I haven't put a ton of my own money into it, you know. I've gotten a lot of things as like gifts and stuff, right? So I got pretty lucky.
Right. I mean, I can see four guitars on your wall behind you.
I mean, some of the, like, one of those I did pay for, right?
I think I was there when you paid for it, right?
That one's somewhere else. I think that one's in the attic right now.
Okay. Yeah.
That one was $40, though. That was kind of a steal.
My guitar was the real steal.
It was, yeah.
Dude, what did I pay for that? Like $60 or something?
Yeah,
like
that was insane. That was like
$40, $60.
For like $100.
It was a brand new, like, $150 guitar. And so some person probably stole it and sold it to me.
Probably.
But, you know, it was a big deal. Yeah.
But,
these are just weepers.
Right, like, you pay all that money for, like, studio time and, like, promotion and stuff like that. And these people are probably, like somewhat bigger. Right? They probably have even more listeners than me, and they're still not, like, breaking even on the money that they spend on even, like, maybe just their DistroKid.
Oh, yeah.
Subscription to actually like put this stuff up on, and Spotify's not the only one to do this either, because Apple Music is extremely guilty of this shit too.
They're all the streaming services are, aren't they?
Yeah, there's only a couple that I think Amazon pays the most, per stream. Tidal does, but that's nobody uses Tidal. Sorry, I think Jay-Z started that. Sorry, Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I was talking about like Larry and Splask earlier. I'm like, they're really talented musicians, in my opinion. But like, let's be honest, the guys in that band probably make as much per year from their music as I do working at like a liquor store.
Unfortunately, like, it's like if you don't pop off on TikTok like Noah Kahan did, and he's extremely thankful for all the people that like, you know, like pushed him to the forefront and all that, but. You know, like if you don't get something like that, you're not gonna make enough money off of the art, so you gotta do something else.
Yeah, these days if you don't go viral, you're done. Yeah. That's why we're holding on till we go viral, or die.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
Let's just start the Clips channel. Ready to go viral.
Honestly, we probably the Saint Anger bit, it would probably be it'd be a pretty good clip.
Yeah, people are gonna look, be like, "Oh, these guys talk about music." And they're gonna find an episode about like Bigfoot, like Bosnian pyramids.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna be the pipeline for people.
We'll be the music to pyramid pipeline.
Yeah, for people to go schizo and start talking about that. So, I don't know.
That's my dream, is to make a ton of people to go schizo.
Well,
I drop stuff at work like that. I'm like, "Yeah, man, you ever heard of Comet Pizza?"
Okay.
You sit in the back and be like, "Hey, you guys ever heard of Comet Pizza?"